This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, first name Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, date of birth July 9th, 1996, date of evaluation December 12th, 2023, referring physician Alma Swain, the chief complaint, 27-year-old female complaint of swollen left foot. The HPI, the patient is a 27-year-old female who reports that her left foot had been swollen beginning approximately August period. She was then seen at Highland General Hospital and ultimately seen by her primary care physician, who referred her to capital B, capital A, capital S, period. She underwent Doppler of the lower extremity, which was negative, period. She was then evaluated by vascular, but no diagnosis was determined, period. Approximately 2 to 4 weeks ago, she began having a non-healing wound involving the left lower extremity, period. Patient had subsequently been referred to this office for evaluation, period. The past medical history includes 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number edema of the left lower extremity, next number tachycardia, next number amenorrhea. Past surgical history, fracture of the humerus, medications, cholecalciferol 500 milligrams 1 daily, glucagon 1 milligram PRN, omeprazole 40 milligrams 1 daily, Zofran ODT 8 milligrams 1 Q8 hours PRN, Voltaren VOLTAREN 1% gel PRN, acetaminophen 325 milligrams take 2 Q6 PRN, naproxen 500 milligrams PRN, Basaglar 44 units daily, ibuprofen 1,000 milligrams, correction, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, 1 PRN, pregabalin, 50 milligrams, 1 TID, for 7 days, then 2 TID, period. Admilog, 12 units TID, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, Aripiprazole, A-R-I-P-I-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E, 5 milligrams, 1 daily. Prazosin, 2 milligrams, take 3 daily. Acyclovir, 800 milligrams, 1 daily. Allergies, latex and adhesive tape. Family history, grandmother had hypertension. Paternal grandmother had hypertension as the father side of family, all hypertension. Social history, patient reports history of cigarette smoking, marijuana, and alcohol use. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had no weight gain or loss. HEENT, she wears glasses. Oral cavity, she has sore throat. Neck, she has stiffness, pain, and decreased range of motion. Cardiac, she reports palpitations. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea and vomiting. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency. musculoskeletal. She has pain and stiffness involving multiple joints. Neurologic, she has dizziness. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 100/82, pulse 123, respiratory rate 22, height 66.5 inches, weight 96.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal right upper extremity demonstrates decreased range of motion. Period. There is a pathologic fracture of the right humerus. Period. The impression, one, diabetes, uncontrolled. Next number, edema. Next number, amenorrhea. Next number, pathologic fracture, left humerus. Next number, weight loss. Next number, skin lesion. The plan, ultrasound of the pelvis as soon as possible. CEA and CA19 as soon as possible. CBC, Chem20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH. Next line, refer to dermatology to evaluate skin lesion. Next number, refer to orthopedic to evaluate fracture. Next number, CT of the abdomen and pelvis. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Thomas Ashley.